Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I didn't care about nothing else but partying.
I should be doing horrorfilm music.
Ja, fan, kunde vi få över oss det här?
Oj,
jag älskar ju liksom så här typ koncept.
It's exciting, it's fresh, it's different. The purists hated it.
It's really strange.
I tried working for the man, but well, fuck it, you know.
Whatever makes you feel good, go with it.
Old to the new. A flavor from the old so you don't scare people, but with the future sound.
Olivier Ducreux är fransmannen som drog till Berlin för att hitta hem musikaliskt. Han valde bort en framtid inom matematiken och efter 5 års studier blev det istället full satsning på musiken. Han var med och skapade trion Apollonia och har från en avskalad och hypnotisk techno, färgad av reverb och ljudeffekter, landat i en varmare ljudbild. Det här är Musik och Dernulf med Chonky.
I always enjoyed going out. I always been a night owl, and it's from really, really early age. And I don't know why. I always enjoy dancing, and I always get really excited and really, really curious about the nightlife.
Hi, Chonky, och välkommen till Musik och Dernulf.
Hello, thanks for having me. I'm really good. Just back from an amazing weekend. I was in Paris and in London. I was playing all night long with my friend Trommer in Rex Club and Fabric. So yeah, pretty nice weekend, back on track, back in Berlin and getting ready for another one really soon. So all good.
För många är Chonky förknippat med trion Apollonia som slog till i början av 10-talet. En fransk supertrio kan man väl säga som blev lite av en brygga mellan house och techno med sin förföriska enkelhet. De andra två medlemmarna i Apollonia har spelat en mycket stor roll i Chonkys liv och gör så fortfarande. Vi tar det från början. Olivier är uppvuxen i Paris i en familj som inte var speciellt intresserad av musik. Så det uppvaknandet fick han göra själv och det tillsammans med vänner.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't get raised in a musical family in the meaning that everything came on my own. I mean, on my own. It's more like the brother of my best friend got this was listening to this radio called Radio Nova, who was like providing a lot of new style and new genre, and he was buying those CDs and I was buying also those CDs, and they were full of new stuff, new jack, early hip hop, and this is what I heard at the. Well, this is what I get into at the beginning. You know, I was really into black music and soul music. Then everything. Then I get diverse over the years, but the first memories were that. You know, I was like, I did my own education. With friends around, but not exactly with at home, if I can say so.
Ganska ganska snart blev det tydligt för Chonky att han inte fick nog bara genom att lyssna på musiken, utan han behövde något mer, och efter tips från vännerna så blev det tydligt att det fanns mer att upptäcka. En värld av klubbar där man välkomnades om man så var beredd att anstränga sig lite extra.
Yeah, I mean, I always been like, I always enjoyed going out. I always been night owl, and it's from really, really early age. And I don't know why, I always enjoy dancing, and I always get really excited and really, really curious about the nightlife. I guess if I can, I guess I was like stupid, but I was in a boys' school with a uniform. Then I was going to Boy Scout on the weekend, and I don't know, perhaps like I needed this escape. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was not a tough childhood, but I don't know, I was really curious to discover this, and from a really early age I always wanted to go out, always. And when I get like around my 15, 16 years old, I was going out in clubs where they used to have like a part electronic and a part hip-hop. So it was like they were playing electronic and hip-hop during the same night, you know, it was like diverse. And I was going always with my friends. I was like, I was going there with roller skate because it was really far from my house in Paris. Really far, yeah. And then I was enjoying till the last minute. And then what happened is like in 98, when I was 17 years old, I went for the first time in this club called Les Bains Douches, which was like a famous club in Paris, which was mixing like electronic music, celebrities. It was really, really popular, but it was really hard to get in. And the trick is that they had this restaurant where you could go to the restaurant and you could access to the club more easily. If you were going to the club, I was looking too young. So the first time is that we went there with my best friend and we were like wearing a suit and went to the restaurant. And then after we had access to the club, and I get to the club and it was like a revelation. I say, wow, I belong to this club. And from this point, I start to go there every week. And the week after it was a mix of suit and eccentric people, young and older people. It was a really, really mix, a nice blend with electronic music. And from this, I decided to go every week. And the week after, I went there and I was wearing eccentric stick. I was having a fake piercing, like orange glasses, whatever you can add. And when I arrived in the club, I went to the club room and my friend and Died, which is my best friend and my partner with Apollonia, was working at the club room. And he gave me those passes called Dress to Kill. And he told me, with those passes, you can get into the club for free. And I said, wow, what should I do? He told me, you need to wear eccentric clothes. And if you wear eccentric clothes, you will get in for free. And this is how I get into the club every week. I was bringing always friends of mine because I didn't want to go there alone. And on top of that, I get closer to the addict.
Chonky studerade matematik men blev allt mer rastlös och gjorde sen ett mentalt skifte då han bestämde sig för att ägna sig åt musiken en stund, och sen kunde han ju alltid gå tillbaka till studierna. Det gjorde han ju sen inte. Det var på den omtalade klubben Le Bateau Phare i Paris som han formades i sina sena tonår. Klubben höll till på en båt och var med om att forma upplevelsen av elektronisk musik för en generation klubbare i den franska huvudstaden. Och den som bidrog till att musikaliskt inspirera och indirekt få honom att bestämma sig för vad han skulle göra i livet var den framtida kollegan och vännen i Apollonia, Dan Genasia.
I met Dan because I was going out and I was seeing Died all the time at the club, and I was trying to hanging out with him. And then one time he told me, do you know Dan Genasia? And I said, yeah, I know Dan Genasia, but, do you like Dan Genasia? I said, yeah, I like Dan Genasia, but I like Dan Genasia like other DJs, you know. And he told me, have you ever been to Le Bateau Phare? And I said, no, what's going on there? He said, yeah, there's this after party that Dan is the resident, is playing there every 2 weeks. You should come and you should check it out, you know. And one time I went there and, it was like also another slap in my face. And I say, I also belong to this club. And from this day, I was going there every 2 weeks, waiting for Dan to play. He became our favorite DJ. And yeah, that's the way we met. I mean, that's the way I get introduced to him. And then, more precisely in 2000, I was doing the promotion in Ibiza with Died, and the promotion for the party I was doing, Dan was the resident. This is where we get a bit more close. And then when we came back to Paris at the end of our time in Ibiza, he was playing at Batofar, and we did an amazing party at Batofar, and then we did an amazing after party at my parents' place for 24 hours. They don't know about it, but yeah, that's why. Thank you, Dad and Mom, for this beautiful party we did, yeah.
Första singeln kom 2005 på skivbolaget Freak and Chic som Dan Genasia och David Durier ansvarade för. Djupt, sexigt och avskalat så beskriver många den ljudbild som Shonky skapar. Den harmoniska ådran släpper inte taget om honom och det gör att värmen i soundet får ta stor plats även om det elektroniska är ständigt närvarande. Musikaliskt är han rörlig och inte så intresserad av att förhålla sig till vad han tidigare gjort. Framförallt så försöker han att varje gång han går till studion bli klar med någon så att det fortfarande känns som om det är en rörelse och att något händer. Att däremot analysera vad han gör och hur det låter är att allt för mycket intellektualisera processen och det är han inte intresserad av.
I don't really, really intellectualize what I'm doing. What I know is that I love something, and I always, we keep repeating this, but it's true. I love something. I try to make it groovy, hypnotic and sexy. And I'm not saying that this is in my mind, but I guess perhaps I'm choosing the elements this way. When it was more minimal, when it was more housey, when it's more tech house, when it's more whatever, I always try to take influences with what I'm having around. To put it in my tracks. So that's the way I build things. Now I try to take a little bit this modern touch, this modern whatever in my sound. Then I don't know exactly. I don't ask myself too many questions before making music. It's the same when I have like people in the studio with me. When they're arriving in the studio, they say, what are we going to do? I say, well, whatever, you know, if we do like a deep house track, if we do ska, if we do dub, whatever it is, you know, if you do a hip hop track, it's always like, of course, it's always most of the time 4x4 or club oriented track, you know, but I'm not too much asking questions because I think you need to go with the flow and you work on something. You make it better and better and better and better. And then you have this kind of formula, which is at one point is not really, really, really creative, so you need to stop and start something new, you know, but that's the way I like to work, you know.
...2008 kom debutalbumet Time Zero och för honom var det avslutningen på en period och han hade verkligen känslan av att nu skulle han påbörja något nytt. Här var det indirekt tack och hej till den avskalade eran som symboliserades av en fascination för ljudeffekter med tema rymd och elektroniskt dystopiskt blippande med långa reverb och ekon. Det var också här som han förberedde flytten från Paris.
For me, it was the fact that I was doing a lot of this hypnotic and minimal sound, a lot of woo woo woo. This is what I was using a lot, and I wanted also to close the chapter of this sound. It was also when I moved to Berlin. So for me, it was a way of doing this album, finishing this chapter in Paris in 2007. This is when I finished the album, October 2007, and then I moved to Berlin. So for me, it was just like, and from after this album, I evolved and I changed my sound and I didn't stay into that. So, as I said before, when I'm in one touch, I like to practice more and more this touch. And for me, it was like a way to, yeah, close the chapter. I mean, if I thought about it a few times after and was like really properly closing this moment and start something not fresh and new, but some going in a different direction. And I think it's like I always try to reinvent is a big word because like it's still electronic music and 4x4 and it's not that different. I'm not doing one day hip hop and the other day I'm not doing like a disco, you know? So, but it's just like, trying to once again, evolve, get influenced with what's going on, keep your own touch and, don't get bored with yourself and, but still stay true to yourself. That's the most important, you know? I mean, it's important for me to feel in everything I'm doing, like a certain touch. I mean, a certain feeling that, yeah, even if, as I say, even if I'm doing disco or hip hop, my mistakes or my touch make my sound and you will tell me, oh, I could recognize this chunky touch there. I mean, that's for me, that's the best compliment when the people, they say, it sounds like you, you know? Even if they say, I don't like it, but it sounds like you, I say, okay, better. Then you like it, but it doesn't sound like me, you know? That's what I believe or I think.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Det var efter flytten till Berlin som det hände. Det som var grunden till Apollonia fanns redan. Vännerna Shonky, Dan Genasia och Diyed Shorom hade känt varandra under många år men bara löst pratat om att de kanske skulle göra någonting tillsammans. Det blev ändå inte mer än att de spelade skivor ihop på klubbar runt om i världen. Men så, 2011, fick de en inbjudan som ändrade på allt.
We get invited by Cassie at her birthday at Panorama Bar, and she gave us like 9 hours to play, and we decided to play together, the three of us together, and it worked well. And from this point, we say, yeah, well, it's nice. We enjoy. We have been playing together for a long time. I mean, we have been playing in parties and after and whatever. I mean, we played together for more than 20 years. I mean, so it came naturally. We really start Apollonia at the end of 2011, sorry. That was when Cassie's birthday happened, November 2011. So, it went really naturally. And I mean, I'm happy that people liked it and get into it. And then we get more and more bookings and it went gradually and better and better. And it's a beautiful adventure to be able to travel, DJ and enjoy and make music with your close friends. It's great. It's a great feeling. So I touch wood that we can keep this for a while. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I'm happy that I'm able to make this happen. You know, we always say that it can be boring to be a DJ traveling on your own and solo artist, and it's nice to be able to do both. You know, I can do Shonky on my own and I can also travel with my friends. So it's nice to, I mean, balance is the key in life, and I think it's also the key in this. You know, it's like if you're all the time with your friends, then you want to be the solo, and if you're always solo, you want to be with your friends. So we found the balance, and I'm really happy about it. Yeah, it's really, really nice. It's cool. It came naturally because we have a lot of common tastes and a lot of different roots, but also a lot of common tastes, and we agree. And then we did this, one EP first, and then we did this album together, Tour à Tour. And the guys came to my place. I was building a studio above my flat. I was starting the studio above my flat, and Dad was still living in Berlin. Dan was coming with his wife for the winter here. So we spent a lot of time together. After the gigs, we were playing together in the gigs, and we were spending the week together. So it was a little bit exhausting, but it was nice because we were like, you know, we had this head full of music from the weekend, and we could like say, okay, well, we like this, we like that. And we stayed like a few months together, and we did this album. So far, we haven't done any music since then, because we were like also focusing on solo project and doing both. And we got like busy schedule, I'm not going to lie. But it was a beautiful experience to have the boys with me. I think it was the winter 2013, 2014, when we were doing the season in Ibiza. And at the end of the season, early November, we start to work November, December till February or March. And then, yeah, and then we had this album ready. Yeah.
Apollonia har hittills bara släppt ett album, Tour à Tour, som kom 2014, och många har varit på trion om en uppföljare, och ingen säger egentligen så mycket, men jag skulle inte bli förvånad om det dyker upp något nytt så småningom. Shonkys första produktioner var helt digitala, som det nu för tiden är för de allra flesta. Men han har långsamt men säkert ändrat strategi i det att han har övergått till klassisk hårdvara, syntar och maskiner. I studion så blandas äldre klassiska syntar, nya syntar och trummaskiner.
I had to find another way to make music, in the meaning that I was using a lot of samples, and I get bored of it, you know, and it's the problem when you use samples, it was always this quest of finding samples, and I was like, I was getting bored of this way of working. And I changed completely my way of working, and I started to, work only with gears, with no samples, only analog, and, building a studio, really fast and really big. And then I had to learn, and I had to get into it. But now today, I mean, I have many things to learn, of course, but now I'm happy with the process. I go in the studio, I stay a few hours, and I have like one track, not ready, but one sketch ready, you know? So it's also like I had to evolve in the way I was producing music. And when you start a new method, especially when you start to work only with analog, It's getting faster after, but when you start, it's getting a little bit slower, you know? The process to record, the latency, everything is a little bit more hassle, you know? And then even though today's a hassle, I go to the studio and in a few hours I have something ready, you know? So I know more my setup, you know? It's important. Once again, I learn the rules, and then I cannot break them too fast, but I will try to break them when I know even more the rules of the analog studio.
I början av 2022 så startade Shonky skivbolaget Stoned Pilot, som bara ger ut musik på vinyl, och då framförallt samarbeten med andra artister. Och tanken är att allt ska spelas in i hans studio i Berlin. Idén växte fram under pandemin, då han passade på att göra ett gäng samarbeten med vänner. Fast flera av dem var just digitala samarbeten, och de kunde aldrig träffas. Men allt eftersom pandemin har givit vika så kunde det åter bli riktiga möten. När han väl byggt en studio som gjorde det enkelt att skapa snabba skisser och bjuda in andra musiker, så uppstod nästa problem. Vad skulle han göra av all musik som skapades? Nu tackar han faktiskt nej till digitala samarbeten, utan nu är det som kommer ut på skiva det som hänt i hans studio i Kreuzberg i Berlin.
As I said, for me the music is that I always I'm happy about it because it for me a good piece of music needs to be a piece that stays and not being only able to play at one time. And of course some tracks are more playable at some time, but I like the fact that I'm hearing the album and I really like the result, even though it was not made yesterday, you know. So that's the product, but it took time and COVID didn't help about the release of the pro. I mean, this releasing, but I'm happy today that that it's there. Stupid, but I love the artwork. I love the product, not the product, but I love. I'm happy about it. I'm proud of it. You know, I'm proud of it. Let's say I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Att förändra sättet att arbeta handlar om att hitta nya vägar till kreativiteten. Och när den dörren väl öppnats brukar många säga att när det är hårdvara och maskiner inblandat så är det ett samlarbegär som är svårt att hejda. En ny pryl till behövs allt för att kunna skapa någonting fantastiskt. Chonkys album nummer 2 dröjde hela 14 år. En ansenlig tid för att snickra på uppföljaren On the Run.
What I believe with album you can be a little bit more free in what you're releasing. And let's say that EP are really club oriented. I'm not saying that what I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still 4x4, and the purpose of the album was more to have like dance floor tracks. But it's a difference. There's more pads and a little bit more. It's a bit more darker or whatever, and it's not like this chunky ba 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 ba. A little bit less, you know. And for me, it's more like a chapter. But I'm less sure it's gonna be like time zero where I was really closing something. It's more like a step and keeping going, and I'm more evolving in this sound, you know, I'm more evolving in this direction. And I think over the years, older you get, better you know where you want to go and better you know where you belong, you know. And I like it freaky, I like it bassy, freaky, freaky elements, freaky melodies, a little bit acidy, and being playable for yeah, I like it. I will say something like this, you know, aftertouch. But what I like to produce, I mean, then it's nice to stand for something as an artist, you know. I think it's important, you know, like if I can take artists like Moody Man or Ricardo Villalobos, they stand for their sound, you know, and this is, that's, they're famous for that. And this is really something that that's career that I look and say, wow, that's, you know, they don't change. You hear Moody Man is always, I mean, it's, he's using samples, disco samples, or it's a way of using the MPC, whatever. And that's the way, it's not changing or it's not evolving, depending what's happening behind, around. So I think it's also an example to see that you can make your sound evolve, but it needs to be close to, I mean, it cannot be too different from before. You know, it's like people are waiting for you for something, and you can surprise people, but it cannot be like a too big surprise. Then they don't recognize you, you know, I think.
Ja, det må ha tagit tid för Chonky att bygga studio och få klart album nummer 2, men det är tydligt att det här är en man som har driv, tempo och fler ord per minut än de flesta av oss. Han har energi och entusiasm, och förhoppningsvis resulterar det i mer musik framöver. So Chonky, thanks for guesting Musik och Danulf.
Thanks to you. Happy to be able to speak and try to explain a little bit what is it about my life or what I like to do. Yeah.
Du har hört Musik och Danulf med Chonky. Tack för att du lyssnar, och ett extra tack till dig som är Patreon och supportar och säkrar poddens fortlevnad. Vi hörs!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.